加福音十五章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Luke 15.
我们从第一节读到二十四节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 24.
翻到以后，我们弟兄读一节，姊妹读一节。
After you have found the passage, I will read first, and our sister will read next.
弟兄先来，来。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
All the sisters shall read the second one, please. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间虽有一百只羊，失去一只。不把这九十九只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：“我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。”或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着了吗？我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样，为他欢喜。小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把他分给他们。既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。他恨不得吃猪里所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见了，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。”因为我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。好，我们就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. We have a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你，下我们一同来到你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that in this afternoon we can draw near in your presence.
我们是在你丰盛的里面一同都领受了。
We know that in your abundance we have received it all.
因为这被杀的羔羊成全了救恩，叫我们今天能够在施恩座的面前常常来享受你所赐给我们一切的福气。
Because now we can enjoy all the blessings that you have given us. through the Lamb which was slain before the throne.
每当我们一同来赴你的宴席，享受你的爱宴的时候，里面就想到我们实在是何等一般人，乃是蒙到神恩典的人。
Every time we come to your love feast, we recall what kind of people we are. We have enjoyed all the salvation.
那我们今天能够站在这里，还能够来继续来跟随你，来服侍你，来走你的道路。
So that today we can stand before you, we can continue to follow you and to serve you.
巴不得下午仍然继续把你的话，把你救恩再次说在我们里面。
O Lord, speak to us your word, your salvation again into our hearts.
让我们常常存着感恩的心来到你面前。
So that often we have this heart of gratitude as we draw near.
愿把我们自己更多奉献给你。
And we're willing to give more of ourselves to you.
你今天下午来到你面前每一位。
Every single one that comes before you today, Lord.
我们深信你的恩典够我们每一个人用。
We're convinced that your grace is sufficient for us.
不管我们连日信主连日是长是短，或是还在你面前寻求，我们巴不得下午你都来得着我们的心。
Regardless of the days that we have believed in you, in the days that we have been pursuing after you, O Lord, be gracious to us.
让我们心更多爱慕你。
So that we will love you more.
你下午与我们同在。
I'll be with us this afternoon.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, Amen.
Amen.下午和弟兄姊妹交通路加十五福音十五章。
This afternoon, I would like to share with you on Luke 15.
往这张圣经里面的比喻，我们都是非常熟悉的。
Although we are very familiar with all the parables in this chapter.
我们常觉得说这些比喻是对着那些没有信的人说。
And often we feel these parables are toward to those non-believers.
但我想这些话更是对我们属神的儿女来说的。
But I believe these words are even more so to us who belong to God.
有人说这是圣经里面最伟大的一章。
And some people say this is the greatest chapter in the whole Bible.
Morgan 说这是称这是圣经里面的一个大章。
And Morgan once says this chapter is the greatest chapter in the Bible.
因为在这一章里面，主用三个比喻来说到神那个伟大的一个救恩。
Because here the Lord uses three parables to speak of the vastness of his salvation.
说到三位一体的神，他在我们这些罪人身上如何做工，最后得着我们这个人。
It speaks of the triune God, how he works in us sinners, and eventually he gained us.
因为三一因着三一的神不同的工作，把神的救恩就做在我们身上。
This triune God with different aspects of functions.Has performed this salvation in us.
所以史布真说这一章实在是充充满满有恩典有真理。
So Spurgeon says this chapter is full of grace and truth.
因为这章里面实在是把神那伟大的救恩讲得非常清楚。
Because in this chapter it explains explicitly of the vast salvation of our Lord.
说到我们得救死的那种光景那种情形。
It also speaks of the time when we are first saved.
我们知道主耶稣讲这个三个比喻之前呢，是因为有一些法利赛人在议论他。
Now before the Lord spoke of these three parables, some Pharisees and were talking about him, complaining.
因为他们看见有那些税吏和罪人，他们挨近主耶稣要听他讲道。
Because they saw all the tax collectors, sinners drew near to our Lord and wanted to hear him.
又看见主耶稣和他们一同吃饭。
And they saw our Lord having bread with them.
他们在那议论说这个人怎么在那里接待罪人和他们一同吃饭呢
So they were grumbling, saying this man receives sinners and eats with them.
他们不明白这个人为何如此的行。
They didn't understand why Christ did so.
我们知道在福音书里面主耶稣常常说许多话做许多事呢那些犹太人那些不信的人他们稀奇不知道这个人为什么会如此行如此说。
In the gospel books, they tell us thatA lot of people, Pharisees and scribes, they did not understand why this man, Jesus, did all this and said all these words.
在马太福音十三章，主耶稣讲了天国比喻之后。
After, in Matthew 13, after the Lord spoke of the parable of the kingdom.
犹太人在那边稀奇说，这个人从哪里有这等的智慧和异能呢
？Jews were amazed. Where did this man get this wonder and this wisdom?
这不是木匠儿子吗
？Isn't this the son of the carpenter?
他们从外面来认识耶稣。
They knew our Lord outwardly.
他们不明白他所行的每一件事情。
They did not understand that every act of our Lord's deed.
因着他们不信的缘故，最后就把主耶稣弃绝。
And because they did not believe in him, so eventually they rejected him.
所以当他们在议论主耶稣和这些罪人接近，和他们一同吃饭的时候，他们也不明白为何他如此的行。
So when they were complaining why the Lord Jesus did all this, they truly did not understand it.
所以主就讲出这三个比喻来告诉他们。
So the Lord spoke these three parables to tell them.
说到神和罪人的关系。
They speak of the relationship between God and sinners.
说到一个罪人，他还没有蒙恩之前，他那种情形。
The parables tell us the conditions of sinner before he was saved by grace.
虽然好像我们也非常熟悉里面的话，我想我们还需要重新在主面前来领受。
Even though we seem to know these words, we still have to come before the Lord to receive His word again.
我想神的救恩对我们来说永远是新鲜的。
Because God's salvation is forever new to us.
正如我们每个主日在这里擘饼纪念主。
Just as every Sunday we come here to take the bread.
主的饼、主的身体对我们来说永远是新鲜的。
God's bread, the Lord's bread, the Lord's cup is forever new, fresh to us.
每一次我们在那边纪念主的死的时候，主的爱仍然充满在我们里面。
Every time we remember His death, His love fills us up.
因为这个爱是越过越深广，越过越新鲜。
The love grows daily, vaster and fresher.
主耶稣在这里讲了三个比喻。
And the Lord, Jesus spoke three parables here.
头一个比喻呢，是讲到失去了一只羊。
First, he spoke of the fact that a man lost a sheep.
第二个比喻呢，是讲到一个妇人失落了一块钱。
The second parable was that a woman lost a coin.
第三个比喻呢，是讲到一个父亲失去了一个儿子。
The third parable was that a father lost a son.
我想失去一只羊呢，是讲到一个失迷的人。
Now,
迷失的人。
To lose a sheep, that means that a man who's lost.
一个失落一块钱呢，是讲到一个人是一个堕落的人。
To lose a coin speaks of a man who's fallen.
失去一个儿子呢，是讲到一个人远离，是一个远离神的一个人。
Now, to lose a son speaks of the fact that a person has been far away from God.
前两个比喻我们都看见那个失去的那个人呢，他去寻找他所失去的羊和那一块钱。
Now in the first two parables, we all see that the person who has lost a sheep or coin would go and after what he has lost.
最后他找着了。
And eventually, he found it.
第三个比喻被称为浪子的比喻，这个比喻。
Now the third parable is called the parable of the prodigal son.
这个失去一个儿子的父亲，他没有出去找。
Now this father who has lost his son did not go out and to seek his son.
而是他儿子自己回来的。
Instead, his son came back to him.
为什么在这个比喻里面，父亲没有出去找？
Why is in this parable that the father did not go out to seek him out?
我想我们等一下会来交通。
We will fellowship on this later on.
但是是儿子自己回来，但是也是失而又得的。
Even though this son came back himself, still the son was lost and now found.
因为他说这个儿子是是这个是死而复活又失去又得着的。
This son was lost and but am now found. He was dead is now alive.
所以也是失去又得着。
So again, he lost him and now he found him.
那三个比喻最后结果呢？因着得着就欢喜快乐。
And the final result of all these parables is that after he found it, this person rejoices much.
所以这个三个比喻都是讲到我们还在得救的时候，那种到底是在一个怎么样情形底下
？They all speak of the conditions in which we were saved.
往头一个比喻说到失去一只羊。
Now first parable speaks that a person has lost a sheep.
往说到我们得救的时候，原来是一个失迷的人，一个走迷失的一个人。
It speaks to us that when we are saved, we were a lost sheep. We were wandering off.
先知以赛亚告诉我们说，我们如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Isaiah prophet tells us that we all have gone astray, each one turns to his own way.
这一只羊离开羊群，离开牧人的带领底下，走自己的道路。
Now this sheep has now gone on its own way, afar from the guiding of the shepherd.
哇，这个就是讲到一个罪人的一个光景。
And this tells us the exact conditions of sinner.
当一个人犯罪以后，他就迷失在这个地上，迷失在这个世界里面。
When a person sins, he's totally lost in this world in this situation.
他在地上失去了目标，失去了方向。
He has lost his aim, his sense of direction.
不知道往哪里去。
He doesn't know where to go.
不知道他家在哪里。
He doesn't know where his home is.
是一个没有归属的人。
It's a place with no belonging.
我记得我大学的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
在那时候，在年轻的学生当中，常常流行一句话。
Among all our young students, we have one very popular saying.
我们是迷失的一代。
We say we are the lost generation.
用神不仅那个时代是个迷失的一代。
Not only that generation was lost.
我们看每一个时代都是迷失的一代。
But actually, every generation is lost.
大人迷失了，小孩子迷失了。
The adults, the young ones, they're all lost.
老年人迷失了，年轻人也迷失了。
The older ones, the younger ones.Everyone is lost.
因着罪使我迷失在这个世上。
Because sin has led us astray to be wandering in the
world. 人不知道人生的目标方向在哪里。
Men do not know their goal of their lives. Where are their directions?
所有人类都是迷失在这个世界里面。
So all mankind has been lost in this world.
所以我们看见好像有一些稍微受点教育的人。
Although we do see some people who are well educated.
有一点理想的人
who have their own goals, aspirations,
好像他们的地上也有些目标也有方向在追求
as though they walk in the world they do have their goals of life they do have their directions
似乎最后他们也追求到他们所要得着的
and in the end they seem to have gotten what they have been pursuing
但是他们目标方向不过是到死为止
but all their sense of goal simply comes to the very end of death
在死之后他们就不知道往哪里去
after death they do not know where they're going
他们只知道有今生不知道有永远
they know this world this life but they do not know eternity
因着罪使人就生活在这个光景底下
and this is because of sin that people live in this kind of conditions
圣经说这个迷失乃是说到人是一个偏心极度的一个人
The Bible tells us that a person is lost is a person who has gone to his own way
因着他不在那个牧人带领底下来跟随他
Because he's not under the guiding of the shepherd who leads him
他就走他自己的路
He goes on his very own way
他随着他自己意思在那里走路
He goes wherever he wishes
弟兄姊妹我回想我们没有得救之前我们就是这样一个光景
Brothers and sisters, recall what we were before we were saved. Aren't we just like this?
诗篇告诉我们说了，没有义人，连一个也没有。
Psalms tell us that there is no righteous one, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
Not even one who understands, who pursues God.
都偏离的正路。
Each one has gone away.
一个走自己的道路的人，就是个偏离正路的人。
A person who goes on his own way is one who has gone away from the righteous way.
地上的人好像都在那边走一条他们自以为是一个正路。
Everyone in this world is following a path they seem to be the righteous way for them.
但圣经告诉我们说呢，那却是一条灭亡之路，死亡之路。
The Bible tells us that's the way of destruction, the way of death.
因为这一条路最终把我们带到死亡里面。
Because this path eventually leads us into death.
因为他们离开神，他们不在神的带领底下来走地上的路。
Because they depart from God, not under His guiding to walk in this world.
哇，这个就是罪人在地上所走的道路。
Now this is exactly the path sinners take.
每一个人都偏心歧路，都是照着自己的意思在来过他地上的生活。
Everyone has gone away to his own way, according to his own wishes to live in this world.
所以我们看这只羊，它离开羊群，离开牧人的带领底下，它在来迷失了。
So we see this sheep; it has gone away from.Its shepherd has gone away from its flock.
那是我们感谢神，这个牧人呢，他去寻找。
But we thank God that the shepherd goes to look for him.
因为这只羊是属乎他的。
Because this sheep belongs to him.
因为这只羊是他所失去的。
Because this sheep has lost.
用什么就着创造说，人都是属乎神的。
In view of creation, everyone belongs to God.
每一个人都是属神的人
and everyone belongs to God
但是有一天因着人犯罪了
but
好像神失去了一些东西
but because when they mentioned it as though God has lost something
但是神为了要把他们再得着回来所以神亲自差遣他儿子来地上寻找人
God in order to gain all these people he sent his very own son to seek them out
把他们寻找回来再一次归给他
God sent His Son to seek these people out to belong to Him again.
所以创世纪一开头让我们看见 人犯罪以后，
so in the beginning of Genesis, after man's sin,
神在那里呼唤说，你在哪里？你在哪里？
God was calling, where are you? Where are you?
好像一个母亲在街上在呼喊着她迷失的那个孩子一样。
Just as a mother calling out on the streets for her lost child.
你在哪里？你在哪里？
Where are you? Where are you?
这个呼喊就说出神里面那种伤痛。
Now this crying speaks aloud of the anguish of God in his heart.
因为这个伤痛是说起他失去了他所造的人。
God grieved because he has lost the man he created.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个罪人的一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of sinners.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他也说，人子来乃是为寻找拯救失丧的人。
So when the Lord Jesus came to the world, he said, the Son of Man came to seek and to find that which is lost.
他不仅在那边寻找，他是直到找了他才会停止。
Our Lord not was only seeking, he didn't stop until he actually found it.
用什么直到这两个字实在太宝贵了。
Brother and sister, this is such a precious word, until.
说到主那一种的决心，那一种的毅力。
It speaks of the resolution that our Lord had.
因为若是他不找到这只羊的话，他不停止，他不罢休。
He would not cease, he would not stop until he found this very truth.
这是讲到主对那个罪人那坚定不移的一个爱。
This speaks of our Lord's steadfast love toward sinners.
我们诗本里面有一首诗歌。
There is a hymn in our hymn book.
那不肯放过我的爱。
The love that would not let me go.
用什么？就是因为这不放过我们的爱，在那里一直寻找我们。
Brother and sister, it is because the very love that would not let us go, God continues to seek us out.
一直寻找我们，直到被他寻找到了。
Until we are found by him.
就是因着他有这样心，我们今天才有指望。
And it is because of this God's heart that we do have hope.
就是因着他这样一直寻找，我们今天最终才能蒙到他的恩典。
It is because of this continued seeking that eventually we find favor before him.
同样，今天主耶稣仍然用这个爱要来寻找我们。
Now, likewise, today Jesus continues to seek us out with his love.
我记得我在大学的时候，在台湾有一次的非常大型的布道会。
Now I remember when I was in college, there was this great gospel crusade in Taiwan.
那海报呢？写一个标题就是我找到了。
And they put out all the posters, and the title of them is that I have found it.
因为在那里传福音呢，是要告诉人我找到了，我找到了。
Because there they're saying, I found it, I found it.
到底找到了什么呢？
But exactly what they have found.
我们要告诉人说我们找到了神。
We have to tell the world that we have found God.
但是当我们信主年日稍微久一点。
But after we grow a little bit longer in the Lord.
我们对救恩稍微有多一点认识。
After we have a better understanding of our salvation.
我们才知道不是我们找到了神，乃是神找到了我们。
We come to know it's not that we've found God, but instead God has found us.
若不是他找到了我们，我们永远找不到他。
If not for the fact that he has found us, then we would never have found him.
就像一个迷失的小孩子一样。
Just like a lost child.
他迷失在那个街上。
As he is being lost on the street.
后来累了，他觉得躲在一个屋檐的底下，又冷又饿。
When he is tired, he simply cowered down under the eaves of the roof. He was cold, he was tired.
结果最后他被他母亲找到了。
And then when he was found by his mom,
然后他就告诉他那些小孩子的朋友。
He would tell all his friends.
讲到他的遭遇。
And he would tell them what had happened to him.
他告诉他说，我迷失在街上，最后呢，我找到我妈妈了。
He would tell his friends that, oh, I got lost, and eventually I found my mom.
不错，好像是他找到他妈妈了。
Yes, it looks like he has found his mom.
实在是因为他妈妈找到了他。
But the truth is that it's his mom who has found him.
所以他才找到了妈妈。
So he could say, I found my mom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天也是一样，不是神来，不是我们去寻找神来，是神亲自来到地上来寻找我们。
So brothers and sisters, in the same way, today it's not that we found him, but instead it is God who comes to seek us out.
并且最后我们被他找到了。
And eventually we are found by him.
把我们扛在他的肩上，把我们带回家。
He lays us on his shoulder and he has brought us home.
为什么他需要扛在肩上呢？
Why is it that he has to lay us on his shoulder?
我想因着他迷失在这个旷野里面，他累了，他可能受伤了。
Because the sheep probably is lost in the wilderness, is tired, probably is hurt also.
可能他掉在坑里面，他自己没办法起来。
Maybe he's falling into the pit and he isn't able to come out.
当牧人找到他的时候，就把他扛在肩上。
So when a shepherd has found it, he simply lays it on his shoulder.
用什么今天当我们还在地上漂流的时候，也是这样的一个情形。
Brother and sister, it's the same thing with us as we are wandering in this world.
罪叫我们受了伤。
Sin has hurt us.
罪叫我们软弱，没办法起来。
Sin has weakened us that we cannot rise up.
罪把我们陷在一个网罗里面。
Sin has confined us in a snare.
那我们不知道前面道路在哪里。
So we don't know where our ways are.
但是我们感谢神，有一天主耶稣找到了我们。
But we thank our God that one day Lord Jesus has found us.
用他有能力的肩膀把我们扛回家。
With his mighty shoulder, he has laid us on him.
正如以色列百姓他们出埃及。
Just as Israelites as lay they went out of Egypt.
神是用那大能的膀臂把他们拯救出来。
It is through God's mighty arm that they were saved.
把他们带来归给神自己。
And God brought them to himself.
用在这不仅讲到我们得救的光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, this not only speaks of the conditions of our salvation.
就是蒙恩的地位来说，我们是神的羊。
Now, in terms of the status of our salvation, we are God's sheep.
用什么今天若是我们不活在群羊的当中。
Brothers and sisters, today, if we do not live among the flock.
若是我们不在主耶稣带领的底下。
If we do not walk in the guidance of Christ.
我们仍然是一只迷失的羊。
We continue to be a lost sheep.
我们仍然失落在这个世界里面。
We continue to be lost in this world.
这个就是为什么今天许多的基督徒。
This is why today so many Christians
好像是信了主了
as though they have believed in the Lord
的确是神的羊是主的羊
and indeed they are the flock of the Lord of God
但他在地上仍然是一个没有方向的人
but still they have no senses of directions in this world
他也不知道他为什么要信耶稣
they do not know why they believe in Jesus
他也不知道他为什么要聚会
neither do they know why they have to come to the meetings
因为他不生活在神的百姓当中
because they do not live in the midst of God's people
他不生活在教会里面
they do not live in the midst of church
更不愿意接受主来带领
neither do they want to be led by the Lord
他想一个人走路更自由更方便一点
they just want to go on their own way isn't that more free and more convenient
我想当团体走路的时候总是有很多的限制
Because we know that there are always limitations when a group acts together.
一个人在外面走路，你可以走快走慢。
But if you are on your own journey, you can either go fast or go slow.
你要继续走或是停下来，随你自己的意思。
Whether you want to continue or to stop, it's up to yourself.
但是许多人在一同走路的时候，就不是能够照着我们个人意愿。
But as a group of people walk together, then it's not according to your own wishes.
也要看同伴。
You'll have to notice how your companions act.
更是要看在前面带领我们那个主。
And especially, you have to give heed to the Lord who leads us before us.
但是我们感谢神，这只羊被牧人找回来。
We thank our God that this sheep was found by the shepherd.
当他找到这个羊的时候，他欢喜快乐。
After he found the sheep, he was exceedingly joyful.
用什么？这只羊也浸透在这个救恩的喜乐里面。
This very sheep also was basked in the joy of salvation.
这个喜乐是更大的，实在是一个天上的一个喜乐。
And this joy is simply a heavenly, exceedingly great joy.
因为他这个牧人所失去的，他又重新得着。
That the shepherd has lost now is found.
第二个比喻讲到失落一块钱。
Now the second parable is the parable of a lost coin.
这是讲到一个罪人。离开神以后成为一个堕落的人
It speaks of the sinner after it has departed from God now has become a fallen person
他原来是在这个妇人的身上
It was originally in this woman's body
原来是一个在一个高的地位上
This coin was being placed in a very high position
现在从这个妇人身上掉到地上
Now it now fell off from the woman's body onto the ground
堕落了
It has simply fallen.
当人受造的时候，有神的形象是有尊贵荣耀的。
When man was first created, man had the image of God full of glory and honor.
但是我们看见，当人犯罪以后堕落了。
But after man sinned, man fell.
人的形象不再有神的形象在我们身上。
Man's image is no longer compatible with God's image.
反而是魔鬼的形象在人的身上。
Instead, it's the image of the devil in man.
但是我们感谢神，神没有灰心。
But we give thanks to our God because He has never lost heart.
神仍然要把这个失去的再次找回来。
God wants to regain what has been lost.
当人从那个尊贵的地位掉在地上的时候，是掉在哪里呢？
When man fell from that glorious position, where did he land on?
当人堕落的时候，是堕落在怎么样光景底下？
When man fell into what kind of conditions he was in?
那是堕落在黑暗的里面。
He now sank into darkness.
所以我们看见这个妇人在找的时候，她必须要点上灯。
That's why we see the woman, as she was looking for this coin, she had to light the lamp.
表明说这一块钱是在黑暗里面。
So it tells us that this coin lay in darkness.
所以我们一个罪人不仅迷失在这个世界上。
So we sinners not only we're lost in this world.
罪人乃是生活在这个黑暗的世界里面。
Sinners also live in a dark world.
看不见神。
Sinners do not see God.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们虽然都是瞎眼的人。
So the Bible tells us we are born blind.
因为世界把我们眼心眼弄瞎了。
Because the king of this world has blinded our eyes.
因为这个世界王辖管这个幽暗的世界。
This king of the world has dominion of this dark world.
所以当人堕落以后，就堕落在这个黑暗世界里面，成为黑暗之子。
Now, so when men fell, sin, they fell into this world of darkness, and now are the dark sons of darkness.
若是我们有停灯的一个那种经历
，If you ever experience the night when the light was out,
一点光都没有
，There was no light at all.
完全在黑暗里面，我们知道那种感受，那种是非常不舒服的。
When you are in total darkness, that you're very uncomfortable with it.
那一种是非常可怕的一种气氛。
It's a very dreadful atmosphere around you.
用怎么样？这就是黑暗的一个权势。
Brothers and sisters, this is the power dominion of darkness.
我们知道今天在这个黑暗辖制、黑暗权势底下，为什么许多不法事情发生？
Why is it today under the domain of this darkness? There are so many lawless things happening.
因为是黑暗掌权那个时候。
Because this is the time when darkness reigns.
人心地也是昏暗了。
So men's hearts are darkened.
没有光看不见属灵的事物。
Without light, they simply cannot see spiritual matters.
当我们得救的时候，我们就稍微体会到这个属灵的黑暗那个真实。
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved, we seem to understand it a little bit of the reality of the spiritual darkness.
虽然好像黑暗是看不见的，但是在我们体会经历里面，实在是很真实的一件事情。
Although this darkness is invisible, but in our experience, it is very true.
当我们在那向人传福音的时候，好像人没办法接受。
When we're witnessing, it seems that people cannot accept the gospel.
我们就真的感受到那是一个黑暗权势辖制的他。
Right there, we feel the domain, the power of the darkness which has confined this person.
特别若是你有机会经过那种那个拜偶像的地方。
Especially when if you are a you sometimes pass through the places full of idols.
你会感觉到在那里有一种属灵黑暗的一个空气。
There you could feel the spiritual darkness, the atmosphere.
叫人觉得不舒服，叫人受不了。
It makes you very uncomfortable, makes you feel that you can't take it.
用什么？这是因着我们蒙恩得救以后，我们来看这些事情的时候，我们才能稍微能够明白一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is all in view of the fact after we have been saved. Then, as we look back, we seem to be able to understand it.
我们看那些拜偶像的人，把那虚假的东西当作神在拜的时候。
All those idol worshippers.They worship the false things as though they are true.
我们感受到在那里用权势让他们眼睛完全是昏暗的。
We feel there is this power which blinds their eyes.
用什么？若是我们学习在灵的里面，我们来看这些的时候，我们就发现属灵事物是很真实的。
But if we learn in the spirit to view all these things, we will come to the understanding that all spiritual matters are true.
那一种属灵的权势是很实在的。
And the spiritual power is also extremely true.
出埃及记讲到神在那里用许多的灾难击打法老王和埃及全地。
Exodus tells us that God uses many plagues to strike Pharaoh and all his land.
神用第九个灾呢，是用黑暗之灾来击打埃及。
Now the ninth plague is the plague of darkness, which God has stricken the land of Egypt.
叫黑暗呢，在埃及全地呢，三天乌黑了。
Darkness is so vast around all the land of Egypt for 3 days. It is black darkness.
圣经说那个黑暗似乎是可以摸得着的。
The darkness is so dark as though you can actually touch it.
表明那个黑暗的权势是非常厉害的。
So it signifies the great power of darkness.
是很具体的。
And it's also real substantial.
不是一个空洞的一个理论一个道理。
It's not theoretical. It's not abstract.
用什么？今天我们所面对这个权势。
So, brothers and sisters, the power today we face is extremely true.
或是我们属灵事情对我们来说也是非常实在的。
And also, the spiritual matters to us are real.
常常我们对属灵事情觉得好像不实在，好像非常遥远，是一个虚空的摸不着的东西。
We often feel spiritual matters are way up in the air. It's not substantial. It's something floating there.
以致我们觉得好像可有可无。
So we feel, well, we could have it.We don't have to have it.
这个就是因为仇敌的工作。
And this is simply the attack of our devil.
让我们眼睛不够明亮，看不见那个真实的。
So our eyes are not bright enough. We couldn't see what is real.
若是一个属灵的气氛好的话，我们都可以感受那个真实。
If we are in a very good spiritual atmosphere, we can actually feel this is real.
人对属灵事情就会很慎重，非常看重。
So man will take seriously of spiritual matters.
我记得好多年前我想都超过二十年了。
I remember years ago, maybe it's more than 20 years ago.
以前在西岸聚会的时候。
When we had a meeting at the West Coast.
那几年在那边每年的夏令会我们都是觉得非常好非常不错。
We felt really, the summer meetings were extremely wonderful.
有一年的聚会。
But in that very particular year of our meeting,
晚上信息讲完以后,
after the evening message was over,
弟兄姊妹一个一个起来祷告,
and brothers and sisters, one by one, they rose up and prayed.
在那个祷告气氛里面就感觉到好像在我座位有一股力量这样经过。
And right in that atmosphere of praying, I actually felt it seems there was power passing through me.
很实在,你可以摸得着毛。摸得着的。
It seems that you could actually touch it.
感受到那个圣灵同在实在非常具体。
I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit so substantial.
后来散会以后和一个弟兄交通。
So after meeting, I fellowship with one brother.
他说是啊，我也是感受到好像一个力量就在周围里面，好像这样在跑来跑去。
And he said, yes, I felt the same thing as though there was power all around me, and he ran back and forth.
用什么？这个就是一个属灵的事情。
Brother and sister, this is the reality of spiritual matters.
让神是乐意常常让我们有这样一个经历。
God desires us to have an experience like this often.
让我们看见那个属灵的真实。
Often enough so that we could actually see the spiritual reality.
好像我们愿意更多的追求。
So that we desire to pursue him more.
所以我们看见这一块钱落在黑暗里面。
Now we see this coin is now lying in darkness.
现在这个妇人点起灯来寻找。
The woman lights the lamp and she's looking for it.
这里呢是说到当一个人堕落以后，我们看见不仅有主耶稣来到地上寻找我们。
It tells us that after man falls, not only Lord Jesus came to the world to seek us out.
我们看见圣灵也在我们身上做工来寻找我们。
But also the Holy Spirit is working in us to seek us.
圣灵用光亮来光照我们。
Holy Spirit is shining upon us with His light.
让我们看见我们自己的罪，看见自己的败坏。
So we could see our own sins, we could see our own corruption.
看见我们自己的本相。
We could see our very being.
这圣灵他是怎样来寻找我们呢
？But how does the Holy Spirit come to seek us？
他说是细细的在那边找。
The Bible says that she looks for it carefully。
我们看见圣灵的工作是非常柔和、柔细的。
We know that the Spirit, Holy Spirit's work is very gentle, very delicate。
一面我们看见圣灵在外面有时候显出那个能力出来。
Although we do see the power being shown by the Holy Spirit，
显出神的作为。
It shows God's deeds.
但是我们看常常看见圣灵在我们身上工作都是非常细微的。
But then again, Holy Spirit working in us is often very delicate, very gentle.
给我们里面有一个一点的感觉。
so that the Holy Spirit enables us to have this kind of feeling,
像膏油,
as the anointing,
一点一点的光正在显明我们自己,
and as the light shining brighter and brighter to reveal ourselves.
在那里光照我们，让我们对罪有一个感觉,
it enlightens us so that we have this feeling to our sins.
叫我们也学习顺服圣灵,
it enables us to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵在人内心的一个工作,
and this is the work Holy Spirit performs in people's hearts.
所以他说是点上灯在屋子里找,
so the woman lights up the lamp and she's looking all around in the house.
在内心的深处,
in the very depths of our heart.
我们是不是常感受到圣灵的光在我们身上?
Brothers and sisters, do we feel that the light, the Holy Spirit, has been enlightening us?
好像在那里要扫扫，把这个屋子扫干净。
As though the Holy Spirit is also sweeping the house.
把里面污秽肮脏，把那些灰尘把它除去。
To take away all the filthiness, all the dust.
让我们看见我们自己是什么样光洁。
So that we could actually see our what our conditions are.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个圣灵的工作。
So brothers and sisters, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，当他点上灯的时候，他是细细的在找。
We thank our Lord that when a woman lights the lamp, she looks for the coin carefully.
最后又被他找着。 And
eventually the coin was found by her.
弟兄姊妹，当圣灵在我们里面光照的时候，让我们眼睛得以看见。
So when the Holy Spirit enlightens us, that we our eyes could actually see.
神对保罗说，他差遣保罗出去。
God says to Paul that he sent Paul out.
那是要叫他们眼睛得开。
So that people's eyes will be open.
从黑暗归向光明。
To return from darkness to light.
从差败权势归向神。
To return from the power of Satan to God.
所以圣灵在我们身上工作，就是要把我们从黑暗、昏暗的光景、昏沉的光景里面，把我们带出来，进到光明的里面。
So Holy Spirit works in us so that He could separate us from the conditions of darkness and stupor into the conditions of brightness.
把我们这些人再找回来，得回来，再是归给神。
Holy Spirit seeks us out to return us to God.
因为我们是属他的。
Because we belong to God.
这里讲到是一块钱。
Now here it speaks of one coin.
表明虽然人是堕落的，但是这个是一个有价值的。
Although it speaks the fact that although man fell, sinned, but men are of value.
在神眼中是仍然是一个有分量的一个人。
In God's eyes, men are of great value.
最近弟兄有些弟兄姊妹在读斯百克那个救赎八段的书。
Now recently, some brothers and sisters have been reading a book by Sparks. It speaks of the 8 steps of self redemption.
那书里面就告诉我们说，今天人虽然是堕落了。
The book tells us that even though today man fell,
有的人把他讲到堕落到个地步，好像无药可救了。
Man fell to such an extent, some people say, well, they're simply hopeless.
好像神在人身上没有指望了。
As though God has no hope in man anymore.
不错，人的确是堕落到极点。
Indeed, men have extremely fallen.
但是神仍然要在这个堕落人身上要一个起头，一个工作。
But even so, in the fallen man, God wants to have the work of, to start His work. He wants to have a beginning of work. He wants to find us out and He wants to return us to Him. He wants to deliver us from the power of darkness. He wants to convey us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So we see the second aspect of the Holy Spirit's work is to seek man, to enlighten man's heart.
再把一个罪人,
to find a sinner, to return him to God.
第三个比喻,
now the third parable here,
这父亲失去了一个儿子,
speaks of a father who has lost a son. It speaks of a person after he has sinned is a person far away from God. The son has left his father's house. Why is he has to leave? It's not because his home is not good. When he asked his father to have his portion of the estate, we see that the father did not rebuke the son, he simply gave it to him. In this house, there are so many hired men. These hired men could serve the father. And this house has more than abundant of
bread.
This son could actually enjoy all the abundance of this household. So we know that this is a wonderful home.
But
why is the son wanted to leave?
It
speaks of man's condition
here.
Man want to be independent of God.
Man
want, do not want to be limited. The man wants to be
free.
So the son feels, well, this is a wonderful home, but I have so many restrictions. He simply wants to go out to find his own world. So he has his own world of life. So he took everything that his father gave him, and he simply left. And he went far, far away. Into a far country. Brothers and sisters, after man sinned, not only sin made us to be separated from God, sin also enabled us to be so far away from God. This distance does not speak of the geographically distance. It speaks of the distance of man's heart far away from God. Now, St. Austin says this distance speaks of the fact that man simply forgot about God. Man simply put God behind his back. Brothers and sisters, isn't this the condition of today's world?
离神何等遥远?
And men are so far away from God.
神是无所不在的,
God is omnipresent.
充满万有,
fills all things.
就在我们的周围,
he is right around us.
但是因着罪,
but because of sin,
我们感受不到神,
we cannot feel his presence.
我们以为神是何等遥远,
we feel this God is so far away from us. Why? Is it all because of sin? So before we believed in God, when people told us there is God, we say, where is he? God today is not in heaven, it's not on earth. He is simply and this is all because of sin. And because man's heart rebelled against him. Brothers and sisters, this is the life people conduct today in the world. Because in their hearts there is no God. They do not want God anyway. So Romans 3, Paul spells out all kinds of sins men committed. Not only in words, but also in deeds. But in the end, what's the cause of all these sins? That's all because men do not fear God in their eyes. Because when they do not have God in their eyes, they could do anything they want. So we see this younger son, as when he left his house, there in his heart, he didn't pay attention to his father. Then what kind of life he started to live is a wayward, loose life. It's a wayward, it's a loose, it's not a moral life. He simply squandered away all his wealth that his father gave him. Of course, in the end, this wealth he had was his part when his father would give him. For him to enjoy. But now he did not enjoy the wealth. Instead, he simply squandered it off. So brothers and sisters, created men today live in the same situation. We see that after God has created all things,
就是要叫塑造的人好好在那边享受,
in order that the created beings could actually enjoy it all.
但是今天人不是在那享受, 乃是在那践踏,
but today,
糟蹋,
men do not enjoy it, simply men waste it away.
用在一些不好的方面,
men use it in very bad ways.
很多资源是用在那个杀害人的一个方面。
Many resources for men, they simply use them for the sake of killing people.
所以我们看见今天有许多人，有些是呢比较有知觉，要有环保。
So today, people have the sense that we should do some environmental protection.
就是这个地上，地球已经被人糟蹋、破坏掉了。
Because we realize that this whole earth has been trampled down, has been wasted away.
没有好好 利用神给的那个资源来好好享受。
Men have misused the resources that God given to man for them to enjoy.
因为他犯罪离开神了。
Because man sinned and left God.
他不知道神的起初的心意是怎么样。
They did not know the very beginning heart of God.
他以为这些他是他应得的。
They just think this is something they're supposed to get.
他以为这些就是他自己的。
They think all these are their very own.
是他自己努力所得着的。
They retained all this from their very own efforts. So their lives are simply wayward, simply lewd, and a very easy life.
最后结果呢,
in the end, they became impoverished.
An
impoverished life is a life without satisfaction.
这是一个离开神的人一个生活的光景。
This is the condition of a person who has departed from God.
内心里面不再有满足了。
They do not have any inner satisfaction anymore.
成为穷苦的人。
They have now become poor.
里面没有真正的满足。
They do not have real satisfaction.
这个就是为什么主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说：“凡来到我面前的，吃我所赐的饼，就不再饿。”
This is why Jesus says when he came to the world that he who eats the bread I gave him will never be hungry again.
因为人里面没有主，没有神。
Because men do not have the Lord, do not have this God.
人就饥饿。
Men become hungry.
人就过一个困苦的生活。
Men live a very distressful life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个小儿子的一个光景。
This is the condition of the prodigal son.
讲到一个离开神的一个人的光景。
And this condition speaks of that of a person which departs from God.
当他遭到这些环境的时候呢，他就醒过来。
Now when he encountered all these situations, he came to his senses.
我们刚提到说，为什么这个父亲没有去找这个小儿子呢？
We just mentioned that why is it the father did not seek this son.
不像前面两个比喻里面失去了那个主人出去寻找。
It's not like in the first two parables when a person who's lost something, this person would go out and look for it.
哇，这个救恩的一个两面。
And it speaks of two aspects of our salvation.
在这里我们看见这个小儿子他悔改，他认罪了。
Because here we see this younger son repented and confessed his sins.
因着这些遭遇让他里面
Because all the situations he had gone through made him come to his senses.
他知道他得罪了父亲，得罪了天，得罪了父亲。
He knew he sinned against heaven and he sinned against his father.
他要回家去了。
So he wanted to go home.
要向他父亲认罪。
He wanted to confess his sins to his father.
用什么？今天神的救恩怎样才临到我们身上呢？
Brothers and sisters, today's God's salvation. How did it come to us?
一方面主耶稣来到地上寻找我们，把救恩做成了。
On the one hand, the Lord Jesus came to the world to seek us out, and he had performed the salvation.
有神的福音传给了我们。
And the gospel has been preached to us.
圣灵常常在我们里面来感动我们。
And often Holy Spirit moves in us.
叫我们里面有一个回转的心。
So that we have this repentant heart to return.
但是若是人不愿意认罪悔改的话,
but if man does not want to confess his sins and to return,
有一颗悔改心的话, 他仍然不能得到这个救恩。
If he does not have this repentant heart, he cannot receive the salvation.
这个就是为什么有寻找，也有他自己要回来的。
So this is the two aspects of God seeking you out and the fact that you have to return to him.
只有一个人当他听见福音，听见神话的时候,
when a person hears the gospel, God's word,
虽然这个不死的爱，这个永远爱一直在来寻找我们。
Although this undying, everlasting love has been looking for us.
不找到我们，不把我们拯救回来，好像他不放，不停止。
Has been seeking us out until he actually found us.
就着人这一面来说。
But on the part of us.
人必须要认罪悔改。
We have to confess and repent.
人必须自己愿意回到神面前来。
We have to be willing to come before him.
人才能得到这个救恩。
Then man can receive this salvation.
人才能回到神的家里面享受神的恩典。
Only then can man return to God's home and enjoy his grace.
我们感谢神，这个小儿子因着他所遭遇这些苦难，他知道该回头。
We thank God that because all of these hardships the younger son endured, that he knew he had to go back to return.
我们就看见他父亲已经等待他在那里。
And then we see his father had actually been waiting all the time.
就是讲到天父的接纳我们。
And it speaks of the acceptance of our heavenly Father of us.
所以说来到地上寻找成就神的救恩。
The Lord came to the world to seek and to accomplish God's salvation.
圣灵在我们身上的工作来寻找我们，来光照我们。
Holy Spirit works in us to seek us out, to enlighten us.
最后就是把我们带到神面前，神来接纳我们。
In the end, it leads us before God for God to receive us back in.
使我们能够成为他的儿女。
So then we become His children.
用什么？按着救赎来说，我们今天都是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, in view of salvation, we are all God's children.
但是今天若是我们仍然像这个小儿子不活在家里面。
But today, if we continue to act like this young son, that does not live in his father's home.
就像那个走迷的羊一样。
He's just like a sheep that has gone astray.
他不愿意住在神的家里面。
He does not want to live in God's home.
他不住在神儿女的当中。
He does not want to live in the midst of God's children.
他想要自己一个人单独行动。
He wants to move on his own alone.
他想要到远方去，到世界上去闯天下。
He wants to go into the far country, into a whole world to have his own world.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活一定是一个随意的一个生活。
And brothers and sisters, we then lead a very loose, very easy way of doing whatever we want to do.
我们生活一定是一个困苦的生活。
And then we must have been living in a stressful life.
我们可以在外面得到许多。
Outwardly, we can gain much.
但是我们里面永远没有一个真正的满足。
But inwardly, we will never have that true peace, satisfaction.
因为一定是常常穷苦起来。
Inwardly, we are impoverished.
因着我们已经离开神的家，离开神
的自己。Actually left the house of God, we have left God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常生活在神的家里面。
So brothers and sisters, let's often live in the household of God.
这是一种保护。
Because this is a protection.
当有一天我们离开这个家神的家的时候，那就失去了一个保护。
One day when we leave this God's house, then we simply lose our protection.
我们就很容易落到一个悲惨的光景底下。
We fall so easily into a miserable condition.
看见这个小儿子回家的时候，他父亲给他什么呢
？So we see as this young prodigal son returns, what does the father give him?
这就是我们在神面前所要得着的。
And this is exactly what we will receive before God.
救恩所要赐给我们的。
This is what the salvation wants to give us.
当他回来的时候，父亲把那上好袍子给他穿上。
When the prodigal son returns, father gives him the very best robe.
我们知道这个都讲到主耶稣的公义。
The robe speaks of the Lord's righteousness.
当我们悔改回到神面前的时候，那公义的袍子就成我们衣服。
When we repent.The robe of righteousness has now become our robe, our garment.
我们在神面前是一个称义的人。
In His presence, we are justified.
今天神所看我们不是看我们这个本相。
Today, when God views us, He does not view our very being.
而是看我们外面所穿着主耶稣基督。
Instead, He views us as being put on Lord Jesus outwardly.
他是我们的义。
Because Lord Jesus is our righteousness.
因着他是我们义，我们今天才能生活在神的家里。
And because He is our righteousness, so today we can live in His house.
第二个给他呢是一个戒指，戴在他的手上。
Now, secondly, the Father puts on a ring on the Son.
用什么？戒指呢是讲到我们是属乎神的。
A ring signifies the fact that we belong to God.
从前是流浪在外，好像不属于什么人的人。
We used to be wandering outward, and we did not belong to anybody.
神把我们拯救回来，我们是属乎他的。
But today God saved us, and we are His.
就像男女要结婚的时候，两个人手上都需要戴上戒指。
Just as a woman and a man when they are about to be married, they have to put on a marriage rings.
人看见他们手上戒指，就知道这个人已经属乎某一个人了。
So as people see the rings they are wearing, they know, oh, this person now belongs to another one.
今天圣灵在我们身上打上个印记。
Now today, Holy Spirit has put a seal on us.
我们是属神的人。
That we belong to God.
我们是神的儿女。
That we are His children.
这个印记圣章里面见证我们的确是神的儿女。
And this seal in us testifies that we belong to God. We are His children.
并且在这个父亲给他鞋子穿上。
And also the Father puts on sandals for the Son.
我们知道鞋子乃是叫我们和这个地有一个分别。
Sandals enable us to have some separation from the earth.
用当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们乃是从这个世界里面被分别出来的一个人。
After we are saved by grace, we are put separate us apart from this world.
当我们走路的时候，我们必须有这个双鞋子。
But as we walk, we need shoes or sandals on.
我们和这个地不沾染。
So we would not touch the ground.
因为我们是属神，我们是在我们身里面有一个尊贵的生命。
Because we belong to God, we have this noble life in us.
和这个地接触是不合宜的。
So it's not fitting for us to have contact with this ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上行走的时候，我们必须常常穿上这双鞋子。
Brothers and sisters, as we walk today in this world, we have to often put on the sandals.
并且在回来的时候，父亲为他宰了那个肥牛犊。
And also, as the prodigal son returns, the father killed a fattened calf.
在这里，他可以享受家里的那个最丰富的。
Right there, the son could enjoy the most abundant feast in the house.
这个牛犊就讲到我们主耶稣基督，他就成为我们享受。
The calf is our Lord Jesus Christ. He himself has become our enjoyment.
他不需要在外面在那边吃那猪所吃的豆荚子。
The son didn't have to go outside to eat the pots where the swine would eat.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们常常活在神的家里面。
Brothers and sisters, if we often live in the household of God,
基督就成为我们享受，成为满足。
Christ has become our enjoyment, has become our satisfaction.
我们在这里可以吃喝欢喜快乐。
Here we can eat and be merry and be joyful.
我们感谢神，这就是神的救恩。
We thank God, this is God's salvation.
我们就像这个小儿子一样，曾经死过。
We're just like this prodigal son. Once we died,
现在我们又复活了。
Now we are alive.
因为主耶稣基督的救赎，救恩临到我们身上。
Because of the Lord Jesus' redemption, the salvation has come upon us.
我们得到了永远生命。
We have now have His eternal life.
我们是一个复活的人。
We are a resurrected people.
我们曾经失落过。
We were once lost.
今天神又把我们得着回来了。
But now today, God has gained us, has found us.
要归给他。
To return us to Himself.
永远要归给他。
Forever we belong to Him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是救恩。
Brothers and sisters, this is salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们常常活在一个正和神一个正常光景底下。
Brothers and sisters, if we often live in this normal relationship between Him and us,
我们就不会成为那个失迷的羊。
We will not become the lost sheep.
我们就不会成为那个失落的那一块钱。
Nor the lost coin.
我们也不会像那个小子像个浪子在外面流荡。
Nor be like the prodigal son who wanders outside of the house of God.
人之所以落在这样光景，因为他们和神的关系没有和神有个正常的关系。
The reason that people are in this kind of conditions is because they do not have the normal relationship with God.
同样，今天虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了。
So likewise, today, even though we have found faith in God, a grace in God,
我们仍然和神需要一个正常的关系。
We still need this right relationship with Him.
我们才不会又回到从前那个的光景。
So that we will not return to the previous conditions.
我们在地上，我们知道我们是有目标方向的人。
So on earth, we know that we have our goal, we have our sense of direction.
我们知道我们是走一条永生的道路。
We know that we now walk in this everlasting way.
我们知道要往哪里去。
We know where we're going.
今天我们是活在光明的国度里面。
Today we live in the kingdom of light.
我们不再属黑暗，不再是黑暗之子。
We do not belong to darkness. We are not the sons of darkness.
我们乃是光明之子。
Instead, we are the sons of light.
我们是属乎光的。
We belong to light.
光和黑暗是不相干的。
Light and darkness are simply incompatible. They have no relationship whatever.
我们今天是成为神的儿女。
Today we are children of God.
我们真是神的儿女。
And truly, we are His children.
这是神最大的爱。
And this is the greatest love of God. So that we could call him Abba Father. Brothers and sisters, this is God's great salvation. Now the Lord Jesus, through these three parables, he wanted to tell all those Pharisees and scribes. Because he came to this world to say, to seek out all that which was lost. He wanted to regain them, to bring them to God. We give God our thanks. Today, we have now standing in this glorious, noble status. Let's relish this salvation. We give him thanks for all the grace he has bestowed upon us. Forever we will live in his presence and in his house. So that we will continue to enjoy his abundance. I now conclude my sharing, brother. Could you please say a prayer to finish the meeting? Please bow your heads.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你,
Lord Jesus, we simply thank you.
因为你再次向我们说话,
because you have spoken to us once again.
让我们看到你那不放过我们的爱,
so we could actually see that love that does not let us go.
主耶稣, 求你继续保守我们,
oh Lord, continue to uphold us.
让我们在这个末世的时代,
so that in the very end time,
更要忘记背后,
we will forget the things that are behind,
努力面前,
and press on the things that lay ahead of us.
向着那标杆直跑,
we press on toward the goal.
所以说我们知道, 靠我们自己, 我们是一事无成,
Lord Jesus, we know that by ourselves we accomplished nothing.
我愿记着你的爱的激励,
but through the compelling of your love,
记着你恩典的扶持,
through the upholding of your grace,
记着圣灵保卫师的感动,
through the moving of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
能成全我们这个心怀意念,
you will establish our desires and our hearts.
再次谢谢我们的主,
once again, we simply give our Lord all our thanks.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家打开你手中的周报。
Next, could we all read the bulletin?